The European Theatre Group, or CUETG, was founded in 1957 by a group of students, including Derek Jacobi and Trevor Nunn. And every year in December, they go on tour in Europe for 2 weeks, usually putting on a Shakespeare play in schools and also just to general audiences all over Europe. So they've performed in all kinds of countries. This year, we performed in Germany, France, Switzerland and Belgium.
Great. It sounds fantastic that you prepare a production and then you just take it on the road, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So we travelled on a 50-seater coach with all 24 people in our production, but we also had with us 10 lights in big cardboard boxes, which we had to take on and off the bus at every location.
Right.
And crates full of cables and our set as well.
I was going to ask about the sets. Are they not difficult to transport?
Well, normally we try and design a set that is transportable. This year we've been using mostly cloth-based sets so that it can be folded up small to be transported, but then it's also adaptable for each venue because the ceiling heights will be different, the stage width will be different. So it needs to be able to adapt to fit each space as well.
Absolutely. So Lily, how did it go in this European tour? How was it received by different audiences?
It was received well. It was a really, like, exciting thing to see the show in so many different contexts and sort of received by so many different people and obviously audiences that, as students, we haven't really had the opportunity to engage with before. But, yeah, it went really well and we all had such a good time and, yeah.
And was it mainly student audiences in those countries or general public as well?
It was quite a mixture, so some of the venues we went to were in schools, so the performances we did were like during school days with students, and as education officer, that was where my focus sort of was because I was doing like workshops with the students as well. But then we also did some shows in like sort of more regional venues. So we were in a theatre in Stuttgart. So quite a range really.
And did you find that the audience reaction changed in different countries? Was there anything different in the dynamic, or was it more about just the theatre themselves being different, the spaces you're performing in being different?
I think in the places where it was schools, often they'd studied the play before. So then it was interesting to see their reaction to kind of our takes on different aspects of the show. And also like levels of English, like competency varied in audiences. So when we were performing in Leuven, for example, that was in the university. So a lot of people there were studying English at a university level. So they understood, like, they laughed a lot more at some of the, like, jokes in the language. Mm. Whereas then in schools, some of the comedy that's more kind of like physical comedy kind of became a highlight of the show there. So
right.
Different parts
yeah.
of the show were kind of highlighted at different venues, I think.
And I think that's where A Midsummer Night's Dream was such a wonderful play for this tour, because there's such a range because the language is so interesting, but then also there's so much humour from like physicality and from the story that, yeah, it can really hit people on different levels.
It is a very popular play, of course, amongst Shakespeare's works. But how, when you're putting this on, you know, a new production of it, how do you go about offering something different to people who've maybe seen it before?
I think when we were originally deciding on a director for the show, the first people to join the like production team was myself and my sister Gemma, who's the other tour manager. And when people were pitching for like their version of A Midsummer Night's Dream, I think we took a lot of care to try and choose a director who had something kind of new and exciting to bring, which has been so great with our director, Pauline, who's worked on lots of other shows in Cambridge before, specifically comedy. I think something exciting about this production that's kind of new to the ADC potentially is that we've got a lighting sponsor who has like lent us lights for this show, which is very rare for a student production. So we kind of have professional equipment, which makes the show like so much it looks so cool.
Yeah, the lights are very cool.
Yeah, and also because we've done the show already, like it's a lot more polished than a typical student show would be at the ADC, who's often only had like 2 or 3 weeks to rehearse it on top of term time, whereas we've started rehearsing in October and we've had the whole tour to kind of polish it. So like it really is the best version of the show that it's going to be next week. So
and what's different about the director's approach to this one? What unique aspects did she bring to it?
So sort of part of ETG is, as well as like putting the show together, we adapt the script as well. So the director and like creative team were responsible for adapting the script. And there are some, the director was sort of looking at exploring themes relating to motherhood and relating to like gender identity. And I won't spoil it because it's interesting to see audiences' initial reactions to some of the changes that have been made, but there have been changes to like interpretations of characters to really bring out some of these themes that I think is sort of relevant to a contemporary audience in a way that's very interesting. And it's just a cool thing to see how you can draw these things out of Shakespeare plays for audiences like across loads of different eras and how it's still so relevant.
Yeah, so modern day themes but rooted in the original script. That sounds really interesting. And for anyone who doesn't know, who's never seen A Midsummer Night's Dream, what's the basic plot in a nutshell? What's it about? Who'd like to have a go at that one?
I think I will, seeing as in the education workshops I got very good at this. But the plot starts in Athens, and it starts in a court where we have a young girl who wants to marry the man that she loves, but her father won't let her. And so they run away to the forest and sort of try to elope. And then essentially in the forest, they end up very entangled with lots of magic, because this is where like the fairies live. And there's a lot of sort of changes of people falling in and out of love, and then sort of magical storylines alongside it, and just basically chaos ensues. And that's the kind of,
okay,
the gist.
Very good. There's still a lot of Shakespeare opportunities, of course, in Cambridge. You know, there's the Summer Shakespeare Festival. There's lots of opportunities for people to go and see Shakespeare plays. Is the demand still there from audiences? Are there lots of you know, do you sell lots of tickets? How are tickets going?
I think Shakespeare will always be something that people want to come and see. I think it's always relevant, and there's stories which people keep coming back to. There's some other like student tour shows which also always do Shakespeare. I think especially like in our European audiences, but also the Cambridge audience, is something that people will keep coming back to.
And you've got lots of performances this week, of course, 7:45 each evening from tomorrow. There's a matinee on Saturday as well, isn't there, in the afternoon at 2:30. So people should head to the ADC Theatre website for tickets, yeah?
Yes.
Excellent. And what are the European Theatre Group doing next after? Is this an annual thing then? Do you just do one production each year?
Yes. So I joined this project in February. So it pretty much takes the whole year to kind of organise and plan and recruit the whole team and everybody. So I guess what will happen next is we will start looking for our successors. And then in a couple of months, the new tour managers will announce what the next show will be. And it will definitely be a Shakespeare. But what it will be, I do not know yet.
Yeah, but let's enjoy this one while it's here. It sounds intriguing. Katie and Lily, thanks very much for joining me in the studio this morning.